on the phone from Hope for Wildlife. And Hope, how has this quote-unquote spring been going? What's been happening in your neck of the woods?
It's so funny because we sort of play a little game around here when the first baby will arrive of the season. So yesterday in the snowstorm, we got our first baby fox pup.
Oh, wow. What's his name?
He doesn't have a name yet. Actually, it's a little girl, but she just came in yesterday. So we tend not to name the ones that are in rehab and that go back to the wild, unless they're here a long, long time. But something might stick. You never know.
Never mind them imprinting on you. You imprint on, how can you not on little baby fox? Oh my gosh.
I know it's hard when there's just one, but I'm sure in another week, by next week this time, we'll have three or four. So it'll all be good.
We're on the phone right now with Hope Swinimer, Hope for Wildlife, and we want some details on your 50-50 in just a second here, but you might have heard the news that the Halifax Mooseheads last night unexpectedly 2-0 game seven. They advanced to round two of the QMJHL playoffs. And Amy had a question. What was it about the plural word of moose, Amy?
Is it meese or mooses or just moose?
Just moose. Oh.
Just moose.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, we've over the years, I think we've only ever had permission to do one small young moose here at Hope for Wildlife, but it was quite an experience.
So a young moose, how big was that?
Oh gosh. It was just a newborn when we received it, but fully standing, furred, ears up, probably, it was so long ago, it was probably about 15, 20 years ago now, and it probably weighed 25, 30 pounds at least, but that's a guess because I'm out of practice.
Probably, did you have it up on skates? Did it have a CCM in its hands?
Sadly, we didn't get that opportunity.
So I saw this and it was really interesting. So moose are endangered in Nova Scotia?
They are. There's believed to be only about 700 left in the mainland.
What?
Now, Cape Breton Highlands, they fare a little bit better, but there's even concern there too. So it is one of those animals that their government's watching very carefully, and they have, you know, protection on the moose, but they are a beautiful animal, and it's really sad to hear of their endangerment.
How does that become, like, because you go to New Brunswick, and it's like, danger, they're everywhere.
I know, it's a combination of things, I think, in Nova Scotia. We really, you know, when you look at how busy we are, how many roads we have, hunting, landscape, a lack of habitat, there's some talk that the deer introduced a roundworm that can affect the moose adversely. So there's a whole bunch of reasons. As with most endangerment, it's a lot of different things that come together. And sadly, the moose aren't doing well in mainland Nova Scotia.
Who's most likely to win in a battle in nature here, Hope? Is it the moose, the formidable moose, or the husky, as the Mooseheads are going to be taking on the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies in round two?
I saw where you were going with that immediately. let's go for the moose.
Yes.
Let's go for the moose.
Something about those antlers.
Exactly.
Your Hope for Wildlife 50-50 for April is going on now. What do you want people to know about it?
It's a great way to support us, and it's fun for you because you have a chance of winning, and it's just hoperaffle.ca. Funds are difficult. We'll just say that with all that's going on in the world today. So if you want to play a little 50-50 raffle with a chance to win and help support Hope for Wildlife, now's the time to do it. Let's see if we can get the biggest raffle we've ever had.
Hope Swinimer from Hope for Wildlife. Our favorite part, Hope's fun fact. What do you got for us today?
Well, I figured since we received our first baby fox pup, I'd give you an interesting fact about pups. And they're born gray, so not red like you would think. So the first three or so weeks, they are a beautiful gray color, and then they gradually get in their red color. And they're hard to tell from, say, a baby coyote, but you just look at that little white tip on the end of the tail, and you know it's a fox pup then.
Throwing you out for a loop here, because this just came to my mind when you said cubs. Have you seen that they've brought back to life these wolves that went extinct 10,000 years ago?
I know. It boggles my mind. And as soon as I saw, you know, I've been watching, I've got to learn more about it and what it means and how it works, because it really is fascinating.
But don't you find it a little scary?
Yes, that too. A little. I really, really want to understand it better. My brain is just like, how does this happen?
I think this is how Jurassic Park started. I don't know if we want to go down this road.
Hope, thank you so much. We always enjoy our Wednesday chats, Wildlife Wednesday. Hope Swinimer from Hope for Wildlife, and go get your 50-50 tickets now.
Thanks so much. You have a good day.